It's Tuesday, the 9th of April, and it's time for another episode of the All Things Techie podcast. I'm going to be talking about media misinformation in Ireland. Are we doing enough to combat the issue? Robots in cafe shops, X or Twitter deals for members, bans on social media accounts for children, and Google opening a hub which will bring technology to help people with disabilities. It's all coming up on episode 92 of the All Things Techie podcast.
Here's the show that loves to talk about gadgets and gizmos, from A-Logic to Yamaha, cameras to control panels. You get what I mean. We love talking all things techie. In fact, that's the name of the show. And here is your host, Justin Dawson.
Thank you for joining us on the All Things Techie podcast. I'm Justin Dawson. Should you like to get in contact with the show, we have a brand new website available at www.allthingstech.ie. where you can listen and view all 91 previous episodes of the podcast, along with videos from trade shows and events. You can find out how to link up with us on social media and never miss an episode, all at www.allthingstech.ie. Now, how's about this? We have an automated can and a bottle of recycling stations. We have our own self-service checkouts in supermarkets. Now, how's about your food and drinks being delivered to us by robot? This is a small video of the Shoda Cafe in Maynooth, Kildare in Ireland, with this little robot delivering the most sacred of meals via robot waiters. Now, is X or Twitter still losing a lot of money? It seems so. X owner Elon Musk has announced further changes to social media platform X that will see certain accounts get freemium features for free. The tech billionaire writing on the platform formerly known as Twitter said all accounts with more than 2,500 verified subscriber followers would be able to access features that usually cost $8 or £6.30 a month. Premium features include the ability to edit and write longer posts, as well as reducing the number of adverts seen by the user. It also gives the account holder a blue tick next to their display name. Elon has added that those with 5,000 or more verified subscribers will also get access to X premium features free of charge. Now, that's the keyword, 5,000 verified subscribers. So these would be subscribers with premium accounts. Who knows? Premium and Premium Plus, the latter, which costs $16 a month, gives users access to Grok, an artificial intelligence model that is intended to answer almost anything, according to its website. Worldwide daily users of X or Twitter's mobile app fell to 174 million in February, down 15% from a year earlier, according to research by firm Sensor Tower. X's own features also suggest a decline since November 2022, Sky's US partner NBC News has reported. The company said that earlier this month it had 250 million active daily users, which is down from the 258 million claimed by Musk around the time he took over the firm. Now, should we be banning teens and younger from using social media? Well, effective from January 1st, 2025, Florida prohibits children from under 14 from creating social media accounts, as declared by Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday. Furthermore, the new regulation mandates that 14 and 15-year-olds must have parental consent to use social media platforms featuring spatial algorithms and potentially addictive features. Florida House Speaker Paul Renner emphasized that this internet risks for children, citing predators and harmful social media's contribution to mental health issues. With Governor DeSantis' approval, Florida leads the safeguarding children online as their other states address similar concerns. Now, with this talk of restricting children and teens from social media, it brings an interesting discussion on how social media is being used. If it can be used correctly, if it can be used for a great tool for networking, or used poorly, it has negative impact with cyberbullying and misinformation. Let's face it, in the world of technology that we live in now, everyone has the ability to be a reporter or citizen journalist for those more manipulative of online media misinformation. Are we doing enough to combat the issue here in Ireland of media misinformation? Several Irish celebrities have been victims of fake news and articles, like RTE broadcaster Dave Fanning has initiated a defamation proceedings over a website article concerning the trial of a different broadcaster over alleged sexual misconduct. The article, published on MSN Microsoft News website and or news aggregator on the October 11, 2023 featured a photograph of Mr. Fanning under the headline "Prominent Irish Broadcaster Faces Trial for Alleged Sexual Misconduct." The accused person who in the trial who cannot be identified because he is acquitted of the charges was not Mr. Fanning. The proceedings came before the High Court's Mr. Justice Kian Verter on Monday via an application by Gareth Clooney BL, instructed by Meyer Solicitors LLP, for the leave to serve for the proceedings outside the jurisdiction on BNN, a Hong Kong entity alleged to have supplied the article to MSN and on the US-based Microsoft Corporation. This, listeners, brings up another layer of complications, AI or artificial intelligence being used to create news stories automatically, which in truth is pure lies and misinformation being posted on all major social media platforms. I would love to hear your views on this topic and if Ireland is doing enough to combat the issues. If you're listening to the podcast, please get in touch on X or Twitter at Justin Orr Dawson. We also have a show Twitter or X handle, AV Tech Junkies is our show page. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, or visiting our website www.allthingstech.ie and clicking on contact us. With regards to artificial intelligence or AI, the European Parliament has given final approval to wide-ranging EU rules that govern artificial intelligence, including powerful systems like OpenAI's ChatGPT. Senior European officials say in the rules first proposed in 2021, it will protect citizens from being possible risks of technology developing at breakneck speeds while also fostering innovation on the continent. Brussels has sprinted to pass a new law since OpenAI's Microsoft-backed ChatGPT arrived on the scene in late 2022, unleashing a global AI race. There has been a burst of excitement for generative AI as ChatGPT wowed the world with its human-like capabilities, from digesting complex text to producing poems within seconds or passing medical exams. Further examples of generative AI models include DALL-E and Midjourney, which produce images, while other models produce sounds from simple input in everyday language. The far-reaching regulation passed with the support of 523 MEPs in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, with 46 voting against. The EU's 27 states are expected to endorse the text in April before the law is published in the EU's official journal in May or June of this year. Today again is a historic day towards our path towards regulation in AI, said Brando Benife, Italian MEP, who pushed the text through Parliament with Romanian MEP Dragos Turdel. This is the first regulation in the world that is putting a clear path towards safe and human-centric development of AI, Mr. Benife said, speaking just before the vote. The EU's Internal Market Commissioner Thierry Breton hailed the vote. However, research shows that younger people's interest in the news has plunged since 2016. However, with misinformation and research, younger people's interest in the news has plunged since 2016, according to the survey of more than 2,000 people in Ireland. Just 28% of Irish 18 to 24-year-olds say they are extremely or very interested in the news, down from 53% in 2016. This study was conducted as part of Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism's 46th Country Global Digital News Report. The difference between this age group and over 65s, some 69% of whom report a strong interest in the news, could not be starker, said DCU's Institute for Future Media, Democracy and Society, FUJO, in its analysis of this report. The study found that RTE News is the most trusted news brand in Ireland, ahead of the Irish Times and local or regional radio. BBC News and local or regional newspapers had the highest trust rates. So are people turning their attention to social media to get the news? The global report also found that young people are accessing news via TikTok, with more attention to celebrities and social media influencers than journalists or media companies for news. The Chinese-owned app is the fastest-growing social network in the global survey, used by 44% of 18 to 24-year-olds or any purpose, and by 20% for news. The shift comes as the use of Facebook as a news source declines, with 28% of surveyed people saying they accessed news via the platform in 2023, compared to 42% in 2016. But we have to stop this misinformation on social media, and especially in Ireland. And I believe this set up of Common Man is a great way to target the misinformation of social media platforms, especially when it comes to well-known Irish celebrities. Here's another example from an article in the Journal in Ireland. In some pictures, there are cutouts of her face. In others, she has a black eye or appears to be in the middle of being arrested by the police. Headlines imply that the TV presenter has been prosecuted, exiled, or publicly disgraced. There's a good chance you have seen these ads. Statistics that Meta provides for the EU show that the profile spreading about these posts about famous TV presenter has had posts promoted to people's Facebook and Instagram feeds of hundreds of thousands of times. The account is verified, in inverted commas, as that of an Indian politician who is currently on trial for the corruption of charges, though the ad library for Facebook's parent company, Meta, shows that the profile is managed by people from Bangladesh, Belgium, Estonia and Vietnam. The Journal understands that the account was compromised by hackers who launched more than 50 ad campaigns. Many of these have been removed for breaching Meta's advertising standards. All of the more than the dozen remaining ads on the account feature photos of a badly injured woman purported to be RTE presenter Maura Deraine. All of these posts are pure fabrications and lies. With these ads, which usually forcibly claim that well-known Irish figure has accidentally revealed a quick way to make money involving cryptocurrency and platforms, have featured politicians such as Leo Varadkar, the former Taoiseach and leader of Ireland, Micheál Martin, the deputy minister, and Enda Kenny, as well as TV presenters such as Ryan Tubridy, Gleff Fitzpatrick, Ciara Doherty, Brian Dowling and Alan Hughes. The Journal has previously debunked hoax ads featuring images of political strategist Alistair Campbell on The Late Late Show with Patrick Keighley, a fake interview of Eamon Ryan on The Tommy Tiernan Show, and fake photos presenter Tommy Bow being escorted by the PSNI, the Northern Ireland Police Services, and fake AI-generated videos featuring Elon Musk and Irish BBC newsreader Tadhg Enright. We have also debunked scam ads featuring newsreader Anne Doyle, who has again featured in recent scam videos advertised on YouTube, that three readers reported to the Journal. And the ones for Tommy Bow show TV presenter and former Ireland rugby international Tommy Bow being escorted by police, which are all fake. A number of posts with the links beneath the images appeared on Facebook and Instagram over the past couple of months. These images purport to show Ireland AM presenter Bow being escorted either by Gardaí or PSNI officers, Irish Police Service. Captions that go along with the images read, "He didn't know that the microphone was on. This might be the end to his career." The posts then include a link click back on the different website. The sponsored posts have since been removed. You would think, listeners, that when misinformation like this is aimed at well-known Irish celebs, and in fact are the deputy leader of our country and our former leader of the country, our Irish government would do more with the laws. And when will this be enacted? It is a hot topic at the moment and a big issue for social media companies to deal with. Hopefully we'll have a representative from Cormann na Mann to discuss the issue of media misinformation on the All Things Techie podcast in the not so distant future. If you'd like to get in contact with the programme, please get in contact with your views at www.allthingstech.ie. Don't forget, in a few months' time, I'll be heading over to Las Vegas for Infocom 2024 with Hetma and giving you full reports over the 2 weeks that I'm away in America. I have a dedicated page on the All Things Techie podcast for Infocom 2024. And if you are an AV company interested in sponsoring All Things Techie podcasts at Infocom, please get in touch. Google Ireland has opened a new hub at its Dublin base where engineers and researchers will work on technology to help people with disabilities. The Accessibility Discovery Centre will facilitate tours that will allow members of the public to see examples of new technology empowering people with disabilities via a series of interactive exhibits and gaming zones. The centre was built in consultation with local partners including Spinal Injuries Ireland, ADHD Ireland, the National Disability Authority, Fighting Blindness and Google's Internal Disability Alliance Employee Resource Group. The Accessibility Discovery Centre isn't just a place where we will build better products and services. It's also a medium to which we can engage effectively and with different disability communities to better understand their address, their needs, said Christopher Patno, Accessibility and Disability Inclusion for Google Ireland. The new space can break down barriers and will ultimately change lives for the better, says Patno. Philip Quinlan of Spinal Injuries Ireland said the social isolation is a big issue for people with spinal cord injuries and that gaming is a great way to overcome this. By setting up the centre, Google is supporting young men and women with injuries to socially engage with friends and peers online, helping them to overcome this challenge of social isolation. This is Google's first accessibility discovery centre in the EU, and we hope to visit in the not-so-distant future on the All Things Techie podcast, as we do like doing outside broadcasts. Speaking of events, if you're a student or AV professional in Ireland, you should join up to AV Groupie. AV Groupie is a network for Irish AV professionals to link in with those working in the AV industry, whether it be live events, streaming, design or installation. In May, there will be a sponsored networking drinks event in Dublin, and you can find out more at www.avgroup.ie. Now, this is pretty cool, a glove that turns sign language into speech using AI. Now, if there is never a better use for artificial intelligence, this is it. And, you know, let's hope the likes of Google and their new centre can do some of these cool designs. To the courts once more, a judge has denied Apple's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit claiming that stalkers are using its AirTag devices to track victims and that the tech giant hasn't done enough to stop them. Apple's $29 AirTags have become popular items since 2021 release, helping users to keep tabs on their location of anything from lost keys to wallets and luggage. But the small Bluetooth devices that owners attach to their keychains or keep in their bags and purses to locate their personal belongings have been misused by stalkers who are tracking their targets' every move. In December 2022, Apple was sued by dozens of plaintiffs who said they were stalked by AirTag users. They alleged that Apple failed to mitigate such dangers and should have done more to protect their victims, claiming AirTags revolutionized the scope, breadth and ease of location-based stalking, and that currently safety features are inadequate. Apple attempted to dismiss this litigation in a filing last year, arguing the company took proactive steps to try and deter misuse, and that they should not bear liability for injuries caused by third parties. But San Francisco-based US District Judge Vince Sherbar dismissed this motion, and Sherbar ruled out that while most of the class action plaintiffs' claims were inadequately pled, three can proceed for negligence and strict product liability under the California law. The remaining claims were dismissed in a separate order. Apple may ultimately be right that California law did not require to do more to diminish the ability of stalkers to use AirTags effectively, but that the determination cannot be made at this early stage. The judge detailed arguments from both Apple and the plaintiffs in the ruling, included were accounts from three remaining claims of victims being stalked by former partners or other to AirTags that were allegedly attached to their cars, resulting in emotional and sometimes financial harm. All three of these cases involved purported defects of AirTags that made it harder for the victims to both understand and tracking and easily stop it, Friday's ruling outlined, including unclear or delayed notifications, as well as the inability to disable the devices remotely, which alleged prolonged stalking. Last year, Apple also partnered with Google to submit a proposal aimed at setting standards for combating secret surveillance on AirTags and similar gadgets. Experts have been aware of the tag's vulnerabilities since their release in April 2021. The Washington Post columnist Jeffrey Fowler, who tested out the tags when they came out, described them as being terrifyingly good at tracking things and also possibly helping stalkers. Finally for this show, Airbnb is banning indoor cameras from its listings from next month and has updated its policy on the use of outdoor devices like doorbell cameras. Short-stay rental platform Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras in its listings globally in order to prioritize privacy for its users. The company said that previously allowed properties to have indoor security cameras in common areas such as hallways and living rooms. This was provided they were disclosed before booking and were clearly visible and were not in locations such as bathrooms or bedrooms. But Airbnb said it wants the publicity of its security camera policy and has issued an outright ban on indoor cameras, which will enter into effect on the 30th of April of this year. These changes will also include more comprehensive rules on the use of outdoor security cameras and other monitoring devices. Juniper Downs, Airbnb's head of community policy and partnerships, said that the goal is to create a new clear rules that provide our community with greater clarity. These changes were made in consultation with our guests, hosts and privacy experts, and we'll continue to seek feedback and help to ensure our policies work for our global community. After 30th of April, Airbnb said any host that is reported for violating the policy will be investigated and the policy breaches could lead to listing or account removal. Well, that's all I have time for on the All Things Techie podcast for this month. Thank you for listening. And if you want to get in contact with the program, you can do so by visiting our website, www.allthingstech.ie. From me, Justin Dawson, thanks for viewing and listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to All Things Techie Podcast, part of the Extreme Media Network. Follow us on Twitter at AV Tech Junkies. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch our show on YouTube by visiting youtube.com/@Justin_or_Dawson. Previous episodes of our show can be found on our official site, www.allthingstech.ie. For advertising and sponsorship opportunities, please visit www.extrememedia.ie.